This morning, because of the Athanasian Creed, which we shall all recite together in a moment, I hope everybody has copies of it so that you can follow along. I wish to make a couple of observations and point out a couple of things. Next Sunday, of course, you know, is Corpus Christi, and we will have all of the Corpus Christi procession and benedictions outside. I would like to suggest that those of us who are home folks park the cars a little bit more compactly. I know that we can, because of that, not that many cars, we do sometimes have the tendency to park willy-nilly, but next Sunday, try to park a little bit more compactly, and as far as the visitors come, try to get them to see the necessity of doing likewise. Do not park on the road, and don't let anybody park on the road. If you see somebody park on the road, do something about it, because that will be the route of the procession, and of course we do not want any cars on the road. And to the extent possible, back on this side as neatly as possible and get as many cars in wherever we can put them. The assignments for the next week's procession are, of course, in the bulletin and have been for several weeks. And those of you that are in the procession, please try to come a few minutes earlier next Sunday so that certain instructions can be given to you so that you will know what to do. Next week, of course, or rather Thursday of this week, of course, is the Feast of Corpus Christi. This is the day, above all the days of the year, that we must make reparation. And reparation to the Most Blessed Eucharist, which today we know is being trampled by feet, some of which might have a drop of two of consecrated oil on them. Therefore, let us do everything we can to make reparation for this blasphemous sacrilege. And next Sunday, for the celebration itself, which we will have, and as you know, we have the outdoor benedictions, that must be an occasion for us to raise the Blessed Eucharist above the heads of all mankind. This is essential, this is important, and it is serious. Therefore, also today, when we recite the Athanasian Creed, let this not be an empty thing that we're doing, but let us understand that we are reciting the most profound act, or the most profound declaration of the act of faith that we have, and that it must be treated as such. It might have the appearance of being juvenile, but it isn't at all juvenile. It is most profound, and it is in answer to some of the greatest heresies that have ever plagued our holy religion. Therefore, we have things to do, and let us give the very best and the most sincere love that we've got in our hearts. We did not read today's feast day gospel and epistle. We read the one that is assigned for this Sunday, which is usually overlooked because of the feast. But I think those of you who heard it, those of us who heard it, know that therein consists what we're supposed to be. And if we fail in this, then we are simply failing, and as individual human beings, we are failures. And only as Catholic Christian human beings can we comprehend what failure is. It is not a matter of a financial disturbance, or a physical problem, or death, or lack of success in the achievement of things of this world. Failure, as far as we are concerned, means the loss of everything we've got. Everything which center themselves in our soul. Loss of soul is loss of everything. Therefore, please let us kneel and let us together recite the Athanasian Creed.